Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. If you're making excuses as to why you can't get out of your comfort zone, Lara Young and I are here to call you out. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome to the show today, Lara Young. It is Thursday, and Lara is back again to teach us a lesson. Lara is a life and business coach. She's a retreat host and a trainer of neuro-linguistic programming, and she is from Australia. She's also a resilience expert at designyourfabulousfuture.com. You have met Lara before, and I would like to welcome her back today.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Good to be here.
Okay, so Lara, you know that we kick off the show with a quote. What do you have for us today?
Today I have something extra special, and the quote today is, "Life begins at the end of your comfort zone," Neil Donald Walsh.
What a surprise that you're connecting to comfort zone. Tell everybody what today's lesson is about.
Today's lesson is about the importance of getting out of your comfort zone so that you can really get off that sofa, get out of your comfort zone, and get into life and all the wonderful experiences that it has to offer.
Why is that important? Tell everybody.
Getting out of your comfort zone is really important because at the end of the day, your life is an adventure. You know, your life is, you live your life once, and it's designed to be something that inspires and motivates you and that you really enjoy. And I think a lot of people tend to get stuck in a rut. They get stuck in routine. They do things that are very familiar to them all the time. And I guess that sort of keeps people living an existence that's maybe not the best or the most exciting or passionate that it could possibly be. Now, I'm not talking about necessarily going out and jumping out of a plane and going skydiving, but when I talk about getting out of your comfort zone, it's all about allowing yourself permission to try new experiences. And I think a lot of people as well don't necessarily want to get out of their comfort zone because it is just that. It's very comfortable and it's safe. We know who we are when we're in our comfort zone. We know what's expected of us and what we expect of others. And so in getting out of your comfort zone, you are really taking a risk. And so today's lesson is really about some simple ways that you can start encouraging yourself to take more risks in life, to have more adventures, and to experience new things.
You know, I have to wonder, though, is being in your comfort zone who you are, or is it who you're settling to be?
Yes, I think that can be it. Sometimes we're in our comfort zone because we are just settling for what we know and what is comfortable for us, and perhaps even what other people expect of us. And the importance of getting out of your comfort zone is really aligned to tapping into who you are. If you don't have experiences, if you don't experience new things, embark upon new adventures, you're never really going to get to know who you authentically are. And so this is just an opportunity for you to try new things, see what fits and see what you enjoy doing, and also experience life to the fullest.
How did this become a passion of yours, teaching people how to get outside of their comfort zone?
Because I think so many people, I mean, I talk a lot, as you know, Lynette, about clarity and getting clarity about what you want in life. And so many people don't do anything different. They want change. They know they want their life to be better or different, or, you know, somehow they want something to change, but they're not sure what it is that they want or how to go about getting it. And a lot of the reasons why that is because they don't take that first step to do something different, to try something new. And often it's their thoughts that hold them back. You know, what if I'm not perfect at salsa dancing, for example? Or it may be that they wonder what would happen, and they're frightened of the experience. They're fearful about putting themselves out there, you know, to learn a new language or to cook a new recipe even. You know, what if I buy all these ingredients and it is a failure? And I think it's really, for me, about helping people and equipping them to build that muscle of trying new things and getting used to doing things differently in just really small ways, so that we can build that muscle that will enable us, that if we do want to make bigger life changes, then we're equipped to do so.
You know, Laura, I took my stepping outside of your comfort zone to a whole nother level when I decided to do this 50-state tour.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I now am taking it to the next level, because we are starting to plan with the contact person or the host that is helping me or helping me coordinate things in each state. We're starting to coordinate something fun that takes me outside of my comfort zone in each of the 50 states.
Oh, brilliant.
So it's going to be get outside of your comfort zone all over the place coming up on Motivate Me starting May 2nd.
Oh, fabulous. Oh, that's wonderful. And you'll have a film crew along with you as well, so we'll be able to capture some of that too.
Or just my assistant Chelsea and I will be filming.
So oh, wonderful.
We'll be filming, and then we will have people who are much more educated than us in some of the states, but majority will, I would have to say, is going to be what we learn, which is, to me, another part of getting outside of your comfort zone by taking charge.
Absolutely.
And doing that, you know? So
yep.
We're just going for it. So I'm really excited to see and hear this lesson you have for us today on getting outside of that comfort zone.
Excellent. Let's go ahead. So I think the very first thing to realize when you are thinking about getting out of your comfort zone or looking to do that is that it doesn't have to be massive, great things. As I said before, it doesn't have to be skydiving or whitewater rafting or crossing the English Channel, you know, swimming the English Channel. It can be very, very simple things that you can do every day that will build that muscle of getting out of your routine and into something different in life. Number one tip from me for getting out of your comfort zone is to give yourself more time, because a lot of people say they haven't got time to do a range of activities. They haven't got time to go on an adventure, to explore a new challenge. But the reality is, if they did the one simple step of turning off the television every evening, even just for an hour, you know, rather than mindlessly flicking through the channels and hoping that you're going to find a great program that's on, turn it off altogether and do something interesting. Read a book, try a new recipe, explore different cuisines, you know, do something creative, create your vision board, start journaling. Use that time to do something different that you wouldn't necessarily ordinarily do. So the other thing is that it's really important, as I said before, to let perfection go, because when we're trying new things out, perfection can sometimes hold us back. You know, we don't want to go to that salsa class because what if we don't really know what we're doing? We've got two left feet. What if people laugh at us or think we're strange? It's really important just to let perfection go and just bring yourself back to being a beginner, that feeling of being a beginner in life, which is so beautiful and refreshing. You know, when you learnt to drive, you're a beginner, and now you're really adept at driving a car. Well, most of us are anyway. And we do it almost without thinking. And so put yourself in the experience of being a beginner and really relish that opportunity. It doesn't have to be perfect first time. Learning a skill, learning something new, changing something up is always about building that muscle. And at the crux of that is, as you try new things, ask yourself, do I enjoy this or don't I? And if you're not enjoying something, stop doing it, okay? I know there's lots of people out there who will start reading a book or watching a film, or they'll order a meal in a restaurant and they don't like it, right? So they don't like the book, they don't like the film, and they don't like the meal. Lots of people out there will read the entire novel, they'll watch the entire film, and they'll eat the entire meal. What I encourage people to do is actually to say, actually, I'm not enjoying this, so I'm going to stop. I've read 5 pages of this novel. I'm not into it. I'm not going to waste my time reading anymore. Similarly, get up, go out of the movie theater, or change the meal that you're having at the restaurant. You have choice, and that's really important in life. We have choices. If we don't like doing something, then stop. The other thing that's really important as well when you are getting out of your comfort zone is think about if you're worried about it, if you have fear, just remember that you are a role model to other people. And whether those other people are your friends, your family, your children, very, very important. You are an inspiration, or you can be an inspiration to them. You know, gee, mum's adventurous, or gee, you know, I love the way dad just tries new things. You are, as a role model, you have a responsibility to get out there and you know, experience the world and show people that you're not afraid to try new things. The other thing is that I want for you is not to have any regrets at the end of your life. You hear so many people who wish they'd done a whole raft of things that they never got around to doing. Start writing a list of all the things that you'd like to try, all the things that you'd like to do, all the things that you'd like to have. Create a bucket list, if you like, you know, of all those experiences, and then go through and check them off. Because at the end of the day, we do have one life, and you want to make sure that you're living it and you're experiencing it to the absolute full. Now, adventures don't need to cost a lot of money. Now, that's the other important thing to note as well. So, for example, you could go and be a tourist in your own city. I'm sure that a lot of listeners out there live in amazing places that tourists go to. Or even if you don't, I'm sure your village or your town has places that you have yet to explore. And so one of the things that we can do is change our mindset and go on a little holiday in our own town or village, and you'll be really surprised what you discover. Another thing to do is to get up earlier each day, even if it's just 10 minutes, to maybe do some meditation or write in your journal or, you know, go for a very quick walk, whatever it is. Just change your routine slightly. Change the way that you get to work. Change your route to work. I've heard so many clients say to me that they met their partner when they just changed the route that they went to work. You know, on the bus or the tube or the train or even walking. The other thing to do is to have a makeover. You know, that's an adventure in itself. Go on to the local makeup counter of the local store and get a new look. Go to the hairdresser, have a haircut, change your wardrobe. Another great adventure is to say yes for a week. To every invitation that you get, say yes and just go with the flow of experiencing new things. Another way to have an adventure and to get out of your comfort zone is take a course. Now, it doesn't have to be a live course like going to a salsa class or learning kung fu. It could be something online, and there are so many great free courses online. You can go to places like udemy.com who have great courses that you can complete, and you can learn just about anything online, from car maintenance to how to give yourself a manicure, right through to learning all different types of languages. Another great way as well to get out of your comfort zone is to volunteer or do something for charity. Go out and give to other people. Even practicing random acts of kindness is a great way to get out of your comfort zone as well, because it's all about feeling good and changing the way that we feel and the way that we perceive the world so that we can actually really fully experience it. Getting out of your comfort zone is about testing your own limits, and you don't know how far you can go, how much you can learn, you know, how much excitement there is out there in life unless you actually do that. The other thing that's important to remember as well is that no human endeavor is impossible for you. Okay? If another human being has achieved something or done something, then it is possible that you can do that as well. So they're really my top tips in terms of actually getting out there, getting out of your comfort zone, you know, conquering that fear of perfection, conquering the fear of what will other people think, and just go out there and do it. Take that first step, because as you're doing that, as you're trying new things, you are building out your resilience all the time, and you're building out that muscle that enables you to try new things. I live by the beach here in Australia, and I know that if you're lying on the beach and it's really warm, I look at the ocean, I think, I want to get into the ocean. A lot of you will have done this on holiday, or perhaps there's a beach where you live, and you run across the hot sand and you get to the water's edge and you dip your toe in, and invariably it's cold and you think, no, I'm not going in. So you go back to your towel or your sun lounger and you lie there. But there comes a point at which that sun is so hot and that water is so cool and so inviting that you decide to take the plunge. So you run back across the hot sand again. And there are two ways people get into the water. One is they put their toe in and then they gradually go in inch by inch, the waves coming across them. Oh, it's cold. Or they dive straight in. And whichever way you prefer to get into the water, what always happens every single time is once you're in, you think to yourself, gosh, that's beautiful in here. It feels amazing. Why didn't I get in sooner? And the reality is that you're enjoying that ocean, you're enjoying swimming around, you're enjoying the sunshine. And at some point you'll get out again and you'll go back to your towel or your sun lounger. And the truth is that now that you've been in once, now you've dipped your toe in the water, you're going to be much more likely to go back in again and again and again and again, because you know that in going in, you have a wonderful experience of being in the ocean. And that's what I invite for you to do, is to dip your toe in the water, small steps to get out of your comfort zone.
Such great information. Awesome analogy. I love the whole thing, Lara. Really great. The one thing that really hit home for me that you said was being a good role model. It was actually captured in the end of, it was an episode that aired on a Monday and it had my nieces and nephews and ended with my daughter. And my daughter didn't realize that the microphone was still on. And she looked at me and she's like, do you have to be a world-renowned podcaster? Couldn't you just bake cookies? Yeah, she says, couldn't you just bake cookies? You know, like, and just yesterday she said, when I was on the phone with her, she said, how does Dad do this? You're making me a nervous wreck when I'm telling her about all the different things that I'm going to be doing on the trip. And she's 24 years old now. But it absolutely impacts her, and she will step out of her comfort zone in a way that is true for her.
Absolutely. And that's it. It doesn't have to be, we don't have to be cookie cutter models of each other. What we have to do is have, you know, as role models, particularly for our children, is to show them that it's okay to try new things. Because if we instill that in our children, then they're going to have amazing lives because they will, you know, be receptive and open to new experiences. And you know what? It can be little things. We've just had the festive season and a lot of families I know do things like, you know, they play charades or they play Pictionary or, you know, they even might have a bit of karaoke. And it's interesting because I'm sure in every family there's that one or two people who won't participate, who don't get up and build out some tunes on the karaoke machine, or, you know, they're reluctant to fully immerse themselves and engage in a game of charades. And to me, that's a real shame because it's role modeling that it's something to be afraid of, actually, you know, immersing yourself and engaging in a fun experience. And it's almost like, I know a lot of people don't like those kind of things, but I think as parents particularly, we have a responsibility to lead the way and to show by example that it doesn't matter if you feel foolish or if even if you look foolish, you know, it's all about having fun and engaging.
So you gave the name of a great website. It's an excellent resource. Can you give me that name again here?
Certainly can. It's called Udemy and it's udemy.com. And they have a range of free courses on offer and they have a range of paid courses. Another great source for courses online is YouTube, believe it or not. You can Google, you can learn just about anything from YouTube to playing different guitar chords to all manner of things. So a couple of great free resources there for people to check out.
And what about a book? Do you have a book you could recommend?
Do you know what? I was thinking about this and there are so many great resources about having adventure. And the one that I actually personally love most is Eat, Pray, Love by Elizabeth Gilbert.
Right.
Because to me that's about, you know, leaving everything behind and just really getting in touch with who you are by going on a great adventure and experiencing different things. So I would recommend Eat, Pray, Love by Elizabeth Gilbert.
I just downloaded that onto my Audible account because I'm ashamed to say that I've not read that yet. And I feel like that's one of those books that was written for me and it's waiting for me. So I need to read that.
I think there's a time, you know, that's the thing. Like everyone has a time that they're going to read certain, you know, certain novels and it comes to you. I believe everything comes to you at exactly the right time. So So yeah, enjoy. It's a, you know, to me, it took me a long while. I think everyone was reading it around me on the tube and the bus, and I didn't read it for a long time. And then one day I just felt really in the mood, and I think I read it in a day, so on a holiday one time. So so yeah, enjoy that one.
I will, I will. Now, you know, this part of the show is Motivate Me, Express to Success. We're mm-hmm. going to look at the three steps: envision, explore, execute, 60 seconds or less. What should somebody envision to see themselves outside of their comfort zone?
Someone should sit down and take the time to just see themselves as an adventurer and imagine that they're out there exploring the world and making the most of every single experience. You can just close your eyes and just see yourself. And what happens? What are you doing? What are you out there taking part in? And write those down, make a note of them, and then go out and do it.
Speaking of explore, how can they explore this for themselves?
Okay, the first thing to do is to write a list of all the things you might like to try and then tick them off as you go. Just go and, you know, turn off the TV, get up earlier, try a new recipe this week. Just do one thing every week that will get you out of your comfort zone. I run something called 52 Adventures to Change Your Life, which is an adventure every single week of the year, doing something that will get you out of your comfort zone. And people can feel free to pop over and join me on that. Just take a step every single week to do something different.
Now, I have a feeling when I ask you how to execute, you're going to say action, action, action.
It's my response to everything. Just do it. You know, reading about something is not doing it. Get up and do it. You know, make a commitment to do it. And if you find that you want more support with trying new things, engage with a friend or a family member and create yourselves a little mini challenge that you're going to try different things. You know, get other people involved. It's all about taking that very first step and deciding that you're going to try new experiences. I mean, even just for some people, even just taking 10 really deep breaths and being conscious of your breathing is a new adventure. You know, so it doesn't have to be big things, as I've said. It doesn't have to be expensive things, but just make a list and go and do it.
Now, I know that I have listeners who are thinking right now, everybody else can do this, but not me. Other mm-hmm. people can get outside of their comfort zone, but not me. So I would like to call out to all the people listening right now who think stepping out of the comfort zone is for everybody else but you. Stop making excuses and start living a little. Okay, closing advice for them. What do you have, Laura?
My closing advice is to just brainstorm a list of all the things that you want to try, something that you've perhaps always wanted to do. It can be just one or two things to start with, and then take the action that you need to take to make that happen. And even if it is this evening when you sit down with a cup of tea or a glass of wine and your hand automatically reaches for that TV remote control, release your hand on the control and just sit there, even in silence, for 10 minutes. You know, do something different today. Begin today. Don't think, oh, this sounds fabulous, what a great idea, and then never do it. Please, please, please take action today.
Back away from the remote.
Back away from the remote. That's right. Get off that sofa and into life.
That's right. I wish I could watch more TV. I love it. I never have time. I would never get anything done. I just wouldn't. I mean, social media is already bad enough for me. That's also distracting, but I love it too. And that's where I connect with everybody. So, I mean, I have to be on social media in some respect. But I would say I'm doing a pretty good job at pushing those comfort zone boundaries.
Mm. Yeah, you're doing an awesome job at pushing those comfort zone boundaries. And for those people who do love social media, you can come over to my, I've got a Facebook group where we run the adventure, and just come in and join the challenge. So then it's sort of two birds, one stone.
Tell them how to get there.
It's the Life Design Mastermind group on Facebook, and the program is 52 Adventures to Change Your Life.
And now your website is designyourfabulousfuture.com, and your email is Lara, L-A-R-A, at designyourfabulousfuture.com. Is there any other contact information I should be sharing, or is that it?
No, that's wonderful. The thing to note is I'm out of my comfort zone at the moment as well a little bit. My web developer has gone slightly AWOL. And so if you do go and visit my site, you're going to have great fun because the font's gone a bit skew-iff. I've been in the back end. I've watched some YouTube videos on how to change the font back in a WordPress site, and it's got me bamboozled. So hopefully I'm going to learn how to do it. And everything and normal service will be restored.
And I will see if poor John can help you with that too.
That would,
hence that would, why we call him poor John. John, help Lara. So I know.
What about helpful John? If he's so helpful.
Yeah, he is helpful. Well, that's really what it is that he's helpful, but everybody else sees it as, you know, it's, oh, poor John. He's been asked to do this or that, or look what Lynette's doing now. She's driving around the country and poor John is squirming in his seat, worrying about her, you know?
Oh, God love him.
Yeah.
Oh, how wonderful. And hey, listen, the other thing I just wanted to mention to people is that I have actually posted up on your Motivate Me Facebook page, which is full of great resources, a link to, I've got a quiz running at the moment, which is just 8 questions that people can answer, and it will tell you where your focus area for the next 12 months needs to be, so the area of your life that you've been most neglecting. And when you've completed the quiz, you get an action-packed activity-based ebook to fill out. It's based on one of the e-courses that I run. So if you're at the point where you think, well, I don't really know where to start, then that's a great place to start too, and that's a great free resource for people to have.
Laura's talking about Motivate Me Ultimate Support System, our private Facebook group. So I did see that thread running, so you can go check that out there, and you can find Laura there as well. And Laura, thank you for another fabulous lesson.
My pleasure, and I really look forward. When you've got out of your comfort zone, guys, when you've done something different, please post up in the Facebook group that Lynette's just mentioned so that we can all learn from each other and be inspired by the different things that you've been trying out.
I love that. And I think we'll make that the go-do, everybody. So here it is. Today, we would like you to go get on Motivate Me Ultimate Support System and post for us something you did today that's just different from what you do every other day that took you slightly outside of your comfort zone. That's the end of the show. Thanks again, Lara. And remember, everybody, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.